This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to Ramadan Reminders episode 4. I pray you all doing phenomenally well, your fasting is going well, and you are reviving the nights appropriately. Remember, a strong start is crucial towards gaining important momentum to help you manage your way through the middle part of the month and then put you on the path towards completing the month in a stronger way. Because as I've told you before, our actions are judged by their endings. In yesterday's episode, Pixel versus Picture, I mentioned to you all two ayat from the Quran, one of them in Surah An-Nisa, and in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Nisa, he mentions this ayah related to the husband and the wife, and this concept of being patient through a situation that you might not prefer, you might not feel appropriate. It's a situation that brings you stress. Why? Because you never know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bring to you great goodness from it. Continuing on that path, I want to share with you another ayah related to a husband and a wife in Surah Al-Baqarah as well, and that is in ayah number 237, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Do not forget the virtuous acts completed between the husband and the wife. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us this in the context of divorce, separation, and the concept of forgiveness between spouses, being closer towards taqwa. And then if we look at this concept of forgiveness between spouses being closest to taqwa, and we're in the month of taqwa, and then yesterday's lesson about, you know, being patient through adversity, the marriage adversity, no doubt a husband will ask and a wife will ask, they'll say, but how, you know, what can we do to help us be patient through the adversity? What can we do to help us forgive each other and ensure that we're doing that which is closest to at-taqwa? Here in this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us what we can do. Ayah number 237. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not forget the virtuous acts completed between each other. This will help you forgive each other. This will help you, push through the turbulence. Why? Because no doubt, whenever there's conflict, whenever there's turbulence in the marriage, then in normal circumstances, I'm not talking about abnormal circumstances. In normal circumstances, this is not the status quo. This is an abnormality. This is an exception to the general relationship. Generally, there's a lot of virtuous acts that are coming from the wife towards the husband and from the husband towards the wife. And yes, mankind does forget. We are prone to forgetting. Allah tells us this in Surah Yusuf. Allah tells us this in Surah Al-Kahf as well. And mankind is created weak. We do forget. But Allah reminds us here, push yourself to remember. Don't let the difficult situation cause you to lose balance, to lose calibration. Don't let the difficult situation cause you to forget your good character. Don't let the situation cause you to become unjust, whereby you deal with the situation void of looking at the picture as a whole, where you become a micro human being and forget about the macro side of your thought process. There's a macro side to things and there's a micro side to things. If you're going through difficulty and you're only focusing on the nitty-gritty issues that are happening now and you forget the whole picture, you're looking, yesterday we called our episode Pixel versus Picture. You're looking at a pixel and you're forgetting the whole picture around the pixel. It's going to cause you to become unjust. It's going to swerve you off the path of justice, and you're only going to gather for yourself the negative emotions as a result of your tunnel vision, looking at only the problem and disregarding everything around the problem. And then what's going to happen? You're going to create for yourself an outcome that you will not be proud of. And brothers and sisters in Islam, as someone who's been working in the service of building communities for over a decade now, I can tell you of circumstances where, you know, husbands are in great regret for divorcing their wives and wives are in great regret for their actions towards their husbands. But at the time, both of them felt that it was the best thing. When they were advised, don't do it, they felt, I will do it. When they were told that you will fall into regret, they said, I don't care, I don't think so, I know what I'm doing, you know, stay out of my way. And they were all gung-ho. And then what happens when the dust settles and the plane starts to fly through, a smoother atmosphere. Now reflection takes place and regret settles in, and then everyone wants the sheikh to try and discard those talaqs and divorces, and you know, somehow pull out a miracle to ensure that this marriage can be as it was before the turbulence. Allahu musta'an. So brothers and sisters in Islam, look how perfect this Quran is. Indeed, Allah tells us in the Quran that Allah has released in this Quran every lesson. Subhanallah. Indeed, He has. Even here, He teaches us how to manage ourselves as human beings. Now, this ayah, we know that the message, the instructions of the Quran are timeless and even spaceless. I've said this to you previously. We don't look at the ayah in isolation. We say this ayah is related to this, but the meaning and lesson of the ayah applies throughout all circumstances, all situations. It could be with your neighbor. It could be with a workmate. It could be with a classmate. It could be with a fellow member of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It could be with a fellow relative, and so on and so forth. Whenever calamity strikes, whenever the relationship falls into turbulence, deal with it by remembering the virtuous acts that you received from the person that you are experiencing difficulty with. And this will help you be just. And, you know, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Badr, after the adversity of Badr. They went out not looking for a war and were faced with adversity. There was an army well equipped in front of them, and they were pushed into the situation where they had to fight. And at the end, Allah blessed them and they won and they had captives. And here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembers Mut'im ibn Adi, who after, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent a month in Ta'if trying to invite them to Islam, and they stoned him and did what they did to him, and now he tries to get back to Mecca. Obviously, Mecca didn't want him. There were only a few supporters that he had in Mecca. What happens? Right? Mut'im, who wasn't a believer, he instructs his sons, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protected and brought into Mecca. And no one can do anything about it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Can you imagine? This is an idolater helping the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happens after Badr? Now, by that time, Mut'im died as a polytheist, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembers his virtuous act. And he says, if Mut'im spoke to me about these captives, I would have released them without any ransom, remembering his good act towards me a long time ago. La ilaha illallah. This is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose character was the Qur'an. So push yourself, brothers and sisters in Islam, right? We just spoke about this month being the month of taqwa, and perhaps we will attain taqwa. Allah says, وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. To forgive one another is closer to taqwa. And taqwa is not about, forgiving the person because I'm also wrong in it. It's also about forgiving the other person, even if you are 100% right in it. Forgiving them for the oppression towards you. Let's face it, brothers and sisters in Islam, we don't want anyone to be our distress on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah because we did something to them and they refused to forgive us. So don't be the means of somebody else's distress on the day of Qiyamah. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be the means of someone else's distress. Work on your heart. This is the month of greatness. This is the month that you can fix your heart. You think it's impossible? Prove yourself wrong. Surprise yourself. You don't belittle yourself. You are greater than you think. This message has reached its peak. We have to end. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds and place barakah and blessings in the time of Ramadan that remains. And we ask Allah to inspire us in the time that remains. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I love you all for the sake of Allah, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. Remember me and my family in your dua. Until next time, inshaAllah. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.